Hello?
Hello, Jerry?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the oil change place.
Uh-huh.
And I just talked to your wife. She said I could call you. We lost something inside your car. I was wondering if you had found it yet.
You lost a what?
We lost something in your car, maybe under the seat. It might have rolled under.
No, I haven't noticed it.
Oh, it might be under the seat. Are you around the car right now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what, if I find something, I'll bring it by.
Okay, all right. It's just a little glass, okay. it's a little glass marijuana pipe. And I think it rolled under the seat because I had to get out of the car really quick because my boss was coming and I'm not supposed to smoke weed on the job.
So you got it in my car?
Yeah, well, I was in your car smoking it and then the boss got back early.
All right.
And, so if it's like a $100 pipe, so if we don't get it back, I'm going to put it on the next invoice when you come in next. So you'll
What's
have
that?
If I don't get that back, I'm going to put it on the next invoice. I'll just...
No, you're not.
Well, yeah, we'd have to, because it's mine, and I've had it for a long time, and it's worth over $100, probably more now from when I first bought it. I just really need to get that back.
Yeah, I understand the need to get it back, but don't start this bullshit about you're going to put it on my fucking invoice, because you won't get it back if I find it.
Okay.
So, you know, you just should be appreciative if I find it and I bring it in. What's your name?
My name is Roy. I'm just saying
I find it, I'll bring it in and ask for Roy.
Okay.
Don't start this bullshit about you're going to charge me for something. Come on now.
Okay, sorry about that.
That doesn't fly. That doesn't fly.
Yeah. Well, I have a question also about this invoice. It looks like your wife, she purchased, she paid like $10 to have light bulbs installed. Doesn't she know how to just change them herself? What, is she stupid?
Hey, you should not worry about that shit, all right?
What, is she stupid or something?
That's not your concern.
I mean, they're just the license plate bulbs. Is she stupid? Those, you don't even need a screwdriver for those.
I thought you wanted your pipe back.
Well, if I don't get it back, I'll just get a new one with the $100 we'll charge on your next invoice.
No. We've already determined that. You're not going to do that.
Oh, no, I will if I don't get it back, because it's kind of like... It's really important to me.
I hear what you're saying, but you're threatening me for something that you left in your car, and you're asking me to return it.
Well, I left it in your car.
Right? Yeah, that's what I said. You left it in my car.
You said you left it in your car.
And you're asking me to return it, but now you're threatening me that if I don't return it I don't find it,
there's no
you're going to charge me?
There's no threat.
Yeah, there is. When you tell me you're going to charge me, and then you start talking about my wife being smart or stupid... You're barking up the wrong fucking tree, because I can do other things with this thing if I find it.
Well, if you don't give it back, then...
You just ought to be appreciative. If I find it and I bring it in and give it to you, Roy, you should just be appreciative. That's all.
Oh, I do. I would appreciate it.
Isn't that what you're asking me?
Of course, yeah.
All right, well, then don't start this other bullshit.
But if you say you didn't find it, I know you're lying, because it's got to be in there, because I've looked everywhere else in the shop.
Listen, I wouldn't lie to you.
Like maybe
I wouldn't like.
Maybe you just want to keep it for yourself because it's a nice pipe.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's it.
And there's still weed in it.
Yeah. Dude, this is the stupidest fucking conversation I've had in a long time.
Okay, if you say so, but at least my wife knows how to change light bulbs.
I think you better take a pill and smoke another funny cigarette and shove it up your ass. Don't you ever call this number again.
I know that the phone's not a toy. I just got a call from a Roy. The number shows up and it's spoofed. Says he's at my house replacing my roof. Man, this guy's a jerk for this. I just rushed home, left work for this. No one's at my house on my roof. This Roy guy, what a goof. We just made a non-sweet pool and the landlord says not cool. Not on the lease, my name's Roy Chevelle, unit 203. I'm a tenant from hell. There's a tunnel system attached. We found a secret hatch. Don't get smart with me and I'm tight. This is now an archaeological dig site.
What are they trying to say?
just left a note on my car. Have your number, know who you are. It's in my phone, so I'll remember. Hang on a sec, is it Ding Denver? The thing is actually inside. I had to climb into your ride. Or is this a suit number? I got in your car with my...
Sorry.
It's okay.
Are you kidding me?
No, no.
Is this a prank call?
I'm a wall like Hadrian. Go online to support my Patreon. This is a snowplow show. This is the PLA, yo.
Hello there, everyone. This is RBCP. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, and today is December 10th, 2017. This is episode 420, and it's sponsored by Xander Fett. He's one of our supporters over on patreon.com/phonelosers. Just like everybody listening to this should be, you can support the show just by pledging a dollar or two per month. And if you pledge $5 a month, you get access to, I don't know how many we're up to now, I think 61 hobosodes. At this point, that's probably a good 20 or 30 hours worth of extra material that you've never heard before, just because you're too much of a cheapskate to support the show. In the last hobosode, Incognito sent some numbers for a silent auction where people were bidding on baked goods, and I remember at least one person got pissed off about something I said about his wife, I think. And in the hobosode before that, there was a lady who left her battery at an auto parts store, and I told her her battery burned down Chad's boat. You guys are missing out. What else was there recently? I can't remember. I remember there was like something about drugs and donuts. You can have access to the entire archive over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Also, I've been doing a new show, which is completely free on the Patreon. If you go to that URL, it's called Brad's Cactus Shack, and you don't have to pay anything for that one, mostly because it's not worth anything. It's just me going through my hard drive and finding random clips of stuff to play on the show. And some of it's historical. It's related to the PLA, like the What's Your Bid stuff. A lot of people don't know that I started prank calling that What's Your Bid radio station back in the 80s, and I have recordings of it. They're incredibly shitty recordings, and you can barely understand anything. But you can listen to those right now for free on the Patreon. And speaking of new shows, I've created yet another new podcast besides Brad's Cactus Shack. This new one is called Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls, and it also is completely free. You can listen to the latest episode on the Patreon, but you don't have to go to the Patreon. You can just go to worldofprankcalls.com and listen to it there. And let me quickly try to explain what Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls is all about. I wrote a big post about this last night on Patreon and on Facebook, trying to explain what I'm trying to do with it, but I don't even think I know what I'm trying to do with it. Basically, the new show is not for you guys. It's for, like, the general public. It's like a way to get new people interested in the prank call community. So instead of promoting the Snowplow Show to the general public, which has a confusing title, you know, like, what the hell is the Snowplow Show about, and has a bunch of inside jokes about gerbils and cactus, and me obsessing over payphones and weird news, and sometimes 40 minutes of voicemails from you guys. Not that I'm complaining, this is what I love about the Snowplow Show. I love how this show is laid out. I don't plan to make any changes to this show. But this new show, it eliminates all that stuff and just plays the pranks. It's basically about a 30-minute show that has nothing but pranks in it. It just has like a really short intro and a really short outro. And in between, I DJ a few prank calls, mostly my own because that's the easiest thing for me to come up with material for. But I'd like to feature other people's prank calls on it too, as long as they're really funny pranks. Like, it's basically a best of show of the PLA stuff and stuff from anyone else that'll let me put it on there. And I'm going to try and do one episode a week of it. And it shouldn't interfere with the Snowplow Show or the Hobosodes that I'm currently doing. This is just going to be something extra, and it's for the general public, but you guys will probably like it because it's the type of material that you guys like, apparently. I'm not going to be posting any episodes on Phone Losers, or I might post like one just to kind of announce that it's out there. Like, I posted one on Patreon and I posted it on Facebook, but mainly I'm just going to try and promote this to the outside world, and it'll be like the outer circle of a cult. And once they get involved and they start liking the show, then we bring them into the inner circle and they become enlightened beings. So if you guys want to get your friends or family or whatever into prank calls, then that is probably a good show to do it on. Because the goal of that show is just to be a shorter show that doesn't have any inside jokes. And G-Ed was telling me, like, a couple months ago, he says we spend so much time, like, people like me and Carlito and Dwight and everyone, and him, of course, spend so much time trying to be as original as possible and make stuff for the existing listeners that we kind of forget to make stuff for the outside people. So it just kind of alienates everyone who's not already a part of it all. So hopefully all of that makes sense. If you want to go check it out, visit worldofprankcalls.com or search on Android or iTunes for Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. That's a pretty straightforward title, isn't it? Like, at least you know what you're getting into when you see that show. When people see the snowplow show, they're just like, what the fuck? I don't want to listen to a show about snowplows. What this does mean... Okay, I think that's all for the announcements. We need to get into the show, because I have a problem today. Oh wait, one more thing. Like, I think I mentioned on a previous show that someone named Big Bird sent me a payphone to put in the Situation Room, which is just amazing. I haven't used it yet, but you know, it's just awesome to have a payphone in here. It works. People can call it and stuff. And then Cisco Kid sent me another green screen and a light to point at the green screen, or a light fixture anyway. And I received a few other things from anonymous people, like there's no names on them or anything. Somebody sent me an Amazon Echo. I already have a few of those around the house, but I was kind of wanting a dedicated one here in the Situation Room, and now I have it. You can never have too many always-on listening devices in your home, right? And then somebody sent me a light switch thing that was on my wish list on Amazon. It's like push buttons, like arcade switch buttons. And then finally, holy crap, Ryan Jardina, he sent me this thing. It's a DTMF decoder that he made himself out of an Arduino kit thing. It's basically a display, and I've hooked it into my soundboard and everything. And from now on, when anyone I'm talking to, whenever they dial a number, it pops up on this display, which is right above my computer monitors. And that's going to be so useful in prank calls. Like, probably not that often, but every once in a while, it's just going to be incredibly useful. Like, if I pretend to be an automated system, and I'm like, press 1 for this, press 2 for this, I can see which number they press now. But what it'll really be useful for is when somebody thinks they hung up their home phone on me, and then they pick back up, and then I hit the dial tone button, and they start dialing numbers, and I can see which numbers they're dialing. So instead of just playing the fake ringing sound like this, I could actually dial their number and connect it for them. Of course, that would probably be really illegal, you know, wiretapping laws and everything, since nobody has any idea I'm sitting there listening to them. So I probably won't do that, but I'll know who they're calling. I can quickly Google the number, and I can answer accordingly. I can be like, City Hall, may I help you? Nobody talks to the mayor. So it's just amazing. You guys have to see this thing. I posted a picture of it on my Facebook, and I also took a video of it. I haven't put the video up anywhere yet. I'm sure I'll do that this week. But thank you, Ryan Jardina, and everyone else that's been sending Christmas presents to me this month. You guys are the most generous people ever. Guys, I have a problem. I've lost something. I lost my weed pipe. I can't remember where I lost it, but I've been to a lot of places in the past 24 hours, so I think I'm just going to call up every place I've been to and see if maybe they found it. So let's get started on that. This is so embarrassing. I know I was at a Sheetz convenience store, but I can't remember which one, so I guess I'll just try a few of them that's in my area.
Having a great day. Sheetz, it's Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. I'm a customer. I was in there earlier.
And how are you?
Hey, pretty good. I think I left something there up on the roof. I was on the roof. And I was wondering if you could go up and check and see if it's up there.
You are a customer, or you left something on the roof?
Yeah, I climbed up on the roof. I was just hanging out,
hey, honey,
you know?
Why did you climb on the roof?
There's the dumpster, and then I stacked some milk crates. And, you know, like, I just, a makeshift ladder. That's how I usually get up there. I go up there all the time. It's not a big deal.
Do you work for Sheetz?
No, I'm just a customer. Look, I'll be honest with you. I go up there to smoke weed a lot. And, like, that's the one place I can go where it's, you know, nobody's going to bother me. I don't have to worry about people hassling me. But I left my...
Honey, you need a little room that's closed off to do that, baby.
Oh,
not
no.
Not up on the roof.
No, the roof's fine. The roof's the best. The roof. Okay, there she goes. She hung up. What the hell? I need a little room? What is that? What? I don't want a hot box. Come on.
Having a good morning. She's cold. How may I help you?
Hey, I was just talking to the girl before. She hung up on me. I was telling her that I was in your store earlier, and I left something behind.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any way you could go in the cooler and check and see if it's in there?
The cooler?
Yeah, I was in the cooler.
Are you a vendor?
Oh, no, I'm just a customer. I come in there all the time. It's fine.
You can't go in the cooler.
No, sure I can. Yeah, it's not even locked. You just, like, do the handle thing, and it opens right up.
Are you talking about the beer cooler?
Yeah, where all the soda and beer and stuff is. Like, there's you know, pallets of stuff on there. I just sit on those. Hello?
This is Crystal.
Oh, hey, Crystal. We got disconnected earlier. I was...
No, baby. I hung up the phone.
Oh. No, look, I was... Besides on the roof, I was also in your cooler. Can you check in there and see if I left it in there, please?
Now, what did you leave?
My weed pipe. It's like a little...
Baby, you know that's long gone. Nobody keeps them.
What do you mean nobody keeps... No, it was just recently. Like, if you could just check and see if it's in there. I left it on a pile of, I don't know, beer or soda or something. It's stacked up there.
No, if you do that often and you put that back in your pocket, you know better than that.
I know.
All right, well,
look,
have a great day.
I was really high.
Next time you call, we'll be pushing the security button.
What? Oh, no, not the security button. I've never been threatened with the security button before. How would that even work? Like, I'm on the phone. Like, isn't the button to, like, call the police if you're being robbed or something? Maybe they've got a special one for phone calls. Anyway, maybe it wasn't that store that I left my weed pipe in. Let's try this other one. It's just down the street.
Having a great day. The sheets and... It's Chris speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Chris. This is Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there earlier.
Okay.
And I left something behind. Has anything been turned in?
We haven't had anything turned in, though, sir.
Oh, is there any way you could go... Like, I was hanging out in the cooler, you know, where all the beer and Pepsi and stuff is.
The beer cooler?
Yeah, I was hanging out in there for about an hour. And I just, I left something...
Well, the beer cave just opened at 12 o'clock today?
No, not the beer cave. So. Not the beer cave, just the one for employees. The one, you know, where all the just sodas and milks and everything is.
Right. You say you're a customer?
Yes.
So why were you in the drink cooler?
I was just hanging out.
Okay. Well, give me the second. Let me let you speak to my manager, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a customer. I come in there a lot.
Okay.
Did he tell you that I lost something in your drink cooler?
No, he didn't. He wasn't sure what you were talking about.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, he thought I was talking about the beer cave. No, I was in the regular cooler, like the one with all the milk and sodas and drinks and everything, the drink cooler.
We don't have access to that for customers?
Oh, no, I just go in there sometimes just to chill out.
Well,
literally.
We have somebody that's been back there for an hour. You were back there with her?
No. This was earlier, like way earlier. Early morning.
Okay. What time?
I you know, all I know is it's Sunday. I'm not really into time.
Okay. Because I can look it up and see if somebody went in the drink cooler.
Look. Well, no, I want to find out if, like, look, I left my weed pipe in there. I left it sitting on a stack of 12 packs.
We don't have 12 packs back there.
Well, whatever they are. You know, I'm not an employee. I don't know what you guys call them. I'm just saying I left my weed pipe sitting back there on a stack of sodas or beers or something.
Okay, there's an officer here. You want to talk to him?
No, not really. I don't get along with the police that well.
Okay, do you want me to put him on the phone?
No, I just said no. I don't really want to talk to an officer. I was just hoping you could go look in the cooler and see if maybe I left my weed pipe in there. Because I can't find it.
You hold on. I'll have the officer that's in the store go look. okay?
Why? No, wait, it's not his job. Come on. Great. Just great. I should tell him I'm calling from the roof. But he can't come up here, okay? He can't come up. This is my space. This is our time. Up here. Down there, it's their time. That's what I'll tell him. I'll make him recite the Goonies oath. And then he can come up. I don't know if she's really getting anybody for me. I've been on hold for a while now. Maybe the officer's on the phone. He just doesn't know how to unmute the phone. Officer, hit the mute button. It's right next to the caller ID display. Don't you know how to use a phone? Oh, it just clicked away. Maybe he was on the phone. I don't know. I don't think there's really an officer in there. I think it hung up, though. I just heard a click. Yep, there it goes. Damn it, it sounded like that was about to get really exciting for me.
Thank you for calling. She's on. This is Carolina. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a customer that comes in there.
Okay.
And, I was in there today, earlier, and I accidentally left something behind inside the cooler. I was hanging
inside the cooler?
Yeah, I was hanging out inside the cooler.
Okay, inside, like, the beer cooler?
Well, where the milk and Pepsi and just all the drinks are.
What was left behind?
My weed pipe.
Let me go check if it's there real quick, okay?
Okay, it's a little blue one. There's still weed in it. Please don't smoke it because it's all I have for the day. My dealers.
I will, I promise.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Did she just hang up on me? That sounded like a hang-up, not putting me on hold. What the hell? Is she high or something? Or maybe she didn't hang up. It hasn't disconnected yet.
Hey, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so where did you see? Because I don't see it anywhere. I've looked in the where the milk is.
Yeah.
And, like, in between, like, the Dr. Peppers and, like, all the other coolers.
Yeah, it was,
I
like,
see it.
It was stacked on some, it was, like, boxes stacked up, like sodas or beers or something, and I had it up there, and there'd be, like,
over there?
Yeah, there, well, like.
Okay, so it wasn't actually inside the cooler.
Oh, no, it was inside the cooler. I have to go in there or people okay. smell it, you know?
Okay, gotcha. I'll go look again.
And there's a pile of ash on the floor, because I went through, like, four bowls in there.
Gotcha. Let me go look, okay?
Okay. Well, she seems really accepting of this whole thing.
Hey. Sorry, it took long. We had customers. But, no. I even had, like, the guy, like, go in the men's bathroom just in case to check if it was in there. But, no, we really don't see it.
You know what? While you were gone...
I think someone finessed you.
No, I think, you know what?
You found it?
Yeah, it was in my pocket.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry.
That's good.
Thank you so much for checking, though.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, at least you found it.
Yeah, I'm happy now.
I'm sure you are.
Okay, well, have a nice day. Enjoy the rest of your shift.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Thanks for being a part of the team.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That was so pointless. That was a 12-minute phone call, you guys. I was on hold forever. And she just did not give a shit. Or, excuse me, she didn't give a sheet. There we go. Anyway, I'm starting to think that maybe I didn't actually leave my weed pipe in a Sheetz convenience store. There's one more here that I think could be a possibility, but I'm starting to lose faith. I didn't really find it in my pocket, by the way.
Hello, Sheetz. This is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hey, Sarah. This is Roy. I'm a customer from there.
Oh, and sure. Hello.
Hey, I was wondering, like I was in there earlier today and I left something behind. Did anyone turn anything in?
What exactly did you leave behind?
My weed pipe.
Sorry?
My weed pipe for marijuana is filled with marijuana too.
Nope, nobody turned that in.
Okay, well, I was in the cooler, you know, like where the Pepsi and beer and everything is, I was inside there. And
the cooler?
Yeah. Could you see if it's, like, I left it in there? I think I set it on top of a stack of, like, beer or sodas or something, you know?
Were you back in, what sheets were you at?
Yours, there on Street. That's the only one I ever go to.
And you were in the cooler?
Yeah, I was just hanging out. Just chilling. And, yeah, I think I, oh, she hung up. She didn't like the drum sound. damn it. Here, let me call her right back. Sounds like she's just going to go in there and keep my weed pipe. She's just like, oh, free weed pipe, and hangs up on me.
Hello, Sheets, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, we got disconnected somehow, and okay, there she goes again. Okay, I'm giving up on the convenience stores. Obviously, I didn't leave it behind there. Either that or one of those clerks just stole it from me and won't admit it. So I'm going to retrace my steps even further back, try and figure out what happened to this thing.
Hello?
Hi, is Jane around?
Who?
Jane?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, this is your neighbor. I live down the street here in Water.
Uh-huh.
It's Roy. And, hey, I was wondering, I was hanging out on your front steps this morning, and I think I left something sitting there. Like, did you guys pick anything up there on the front steps?
Where are you talking about?
On your front steps there on Water Street.
You were hanging out on our front steps?
Yeah, like early this morning. I was just hanging out there smoking a bowl of weed for an hour or so, and I fell asleep. And I woke up, and then I think I just forgot to bring my weed pipe with me. So could you check and see if my weed pipe's out there on your front steps?
No, hang on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. Oh, is this the husband?
Yeah, who's this?
Okay, yeah, I don't know you very well. Hey, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live, down the road on Water Street.
Yeah.
And I was hanging out on the front steps this morning at your house, and I think I left my weed pipe sitting there on the steps. Is there any way you could check and see?
Your weed pipe.
Yeah.
Now, why were you hanging out on Water Street on our steps?
I was just taking a walk, and I got tired of walking, so I just sat down on your steps for a while, and I smoked a bowl or two, and then I fell asleep. And
well, why don't you go back? What? Why don't you just go back and see if it's there?
Well, can't you? Well, because I'm like way down the street. Can't you just go out and check? And just check for me?
I don't live there.
What do you mean you don't live there?
How did you know that was my house? How are you calling me?
It's in the phone book.
No, it's not.
Uh-huh.
No,
uh-huh.
It's not in the phone book.
Is so.
Where are you coming from? Where are you calling from?
I'm just down the street. On Water Street. Come on, you don't
have
to lie.
Yeah, we are on Water Street.
Did you keep the weed pipe for yourself and you just don't want to return it?
I don't have any weed pipe. You got problems, man.
What?
Don't be calling me.
I don't have any problems. I was just taking a walk. Like, what's wrong with taking a walk?
Well, don't trespass on our property.
Well, I wasn't trespassing. I was just hanging out on the steps. That's all. It's not trespassing.
On the steps?
Yeah, I was just hanging out out in the front, just by the front. That's all.
That's trespassing.
No, it's not.
What do you call it?
You're acting like I'm a burglar or something. I'm just like a neighbor. I was just walking by. It's not a big deal.
well, walk back by. I mean,
well, I don't feel like it. Okay, I'm tired.
You're tired?
Yeah.
Well, stop smoking weed. You'll have a lot more ambition.
Now, I have plenty of ambition. Don't like try and judge me.
Don't like, judge you. Okay. Why are you calling me?
You're the one that won't go out there and just see if it's there. Come on, pretending you don't live at that address. Just see if my weed pipe's there. It's an expensive one. Come on.
I will check it out.
Okay. How long is it going to take? Can you hurry?
I'm not going to hurry, no.
Because there's weed in there still, and I don't want anyone to take it.
Yeah, well, I'm not home right this minute, but I got somebody that will check on it for me.
Okay, can you make him hurry, and can you just call me back? Just tell him to hurry the fuck up, okay?
I don't have your number.
Yeah, you do. It's on your caller ID display.
No, it said unknown number. It says unknown number.
What? Really?
Oh, yeah, really.
That's not true. Come on.
Hey, I'm telling you what it says, man.
Can you tell that lady in the background
stoned.
To shut up? She like you're on the phone and she just keeps talking. Oh, that got rid of him. Oh, I see what I did. I do this all the time. Like, I have to have this certain bracket when I type in what my number is, and if I don't put that in there, it just messes everything up. Makes it come from out of area. So, okay, I fixed it.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Smith.
Who's calling?
This is Roy. I live down the street. I'm on Water Street. And, hey, I was hanging out on your front steps this morning, and I think I left my weed pipe sitting there on the steps. Like, did you guys find that?
What did you leave?
My marijuana pipe.
Your marijuana pipe?
Yeah, yeah, I was hanging out on the steps and smoking marijuana, and I fell asleep for a while, and then, yeah, I was just wondering, did you guys find that?
Where are you coming from? Where do you live on? Where do you live?
I lived, like, way at the end, over in the teens, on Water Street.
What steps were you sitting on?
Yours, on 68.
What step?
The third one.
You've got me confused. I don't know. I haven't found anything.
Well, can you just go out there and look? Because, like, I think I left it just sitting right there on the steps.
Well, if you have, good luck to you.
Well, no, can't you just go and check? Just real quick?
I don't have three steps.
Well, you know what I mean by steps. When I say steps, I don't really mean steps. You know what I'm talking about. Like, just like it's right out there by the front door. Jeez. Hey, you tell her to be quiet. Tell her to shut up.
Goodbye.
No, tell her to shut up. Crap. Maybe I should be looking at these on Google Street View or something. Like, I would say I'm laying out in the yard, but I think it's been snowing in this area that I'm calling. So they'll probably know that, you know, the yard hasn't been disturbed.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Cam?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I live down the street on, you know, down on Shores.
Uh-huh.
And, hey, I was wondering, like, I was hanging out in your front yard early this morning, and I left something behind, like, in the grass, I think. Did you guys find anything?
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Why were you hanging out in our front yard?
Well, I was just taking a walk. I lived down.
Oh, okay.
I lived down the street, and I don't know. I just got tired, so I like laid down in your yard for a while, and I was smoking marijuana, and then I fell.
This is a terrible phone call. Where do you live on?
What do you mean a terrible phone call? I just live up a few houses. This is Roy.
You're telling me you came and lay down in our front yard and smoked marijuana?
Yeah. It's not a big deal. It's practically legal.
Well, it's a big deal to me. And Roy, where on do you live?
I don't know, like seven houses or so, just up the road on the right, to the right. But no, I was just wondering, can you check in your yard and see if I left my weed pipe there? Because it still has marijuana in it, and I don't want to lose that.
No, I'm not going to do that. And Roy, I'm going to take, I have your phone number, and I'm going to report this. I don't know what you're doing.
Why would you report it? That's weird. That's not neighborly. Come on.
Well, this is really a ridiculous phone call.
Look,
who do you live next
to? Brenda and William. Also, like, when I was laying in your yard, like, you know, like, there was dog poop in your yard, and it got in my hair, and I'm not happy about that.
What number are you on?
What number? I'm like, number four. Like, way down, you know, just a little ways down. It's not a big deal. I don't know why you're getting upset with me. I was just hoping you could go out there and check and see if I left my weed pipe in your yard. Hello?
I think you have a location.
You think what?
I don't think you're the right... there's no number four.
No, it's kind of like in the woods. It's not a house so much as a treehouse.
I'm going to hang up now.
Why? What? Can't you just check? Because I don't.
No, I'm not, and I don't understand this call. Thank you.
But ma'am. So I'm calling off of a list that somebody sent me. It looks like back in 2016. I was just looking in my DocHub.com account, which is where a lot of my Google Docs go to so I can edit them, you know, cross out numbers when they pick up and stuff like that. And I'm just calling the numbers on this list that never picked up for me. But these are people that had a problem that, I don't know, something the city was going to do with their lake. These are all lake houses. I forget exactly what their problem was. But some of them have two addresses, so like maybe they're, I don't know, summer cabins or something. All I know is I left my weed pipe at one of them. I just can't remember which one. It was the White House. That's all I know.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Moore.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy. I live down the street from you on Water Street.
Yeah.
And, hey, I was laying out in your yard early this morning, and I think I left something there when I got up. You know, I was just walking by, and I got tired and like, laid down in your yard for a few hours.
Uh-huh. Whereabouts?
On Water Street, like, right there in the front, like, in the front of the house. Right in the middle.
But up by the road, or?
Yeah, well, closer to the house.
Closer to the house, okay.
Yep. Like, and have you...
What do you think was left here?
My marijuana pipe.
Where would it be from, say, my front door that you were?
Oh, like just, I don't know, maybe 20 feet.
Out just, towards the road, or?
Yeah, just, you know, just halfway between the road and the house, probably.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
But there's no footprints in the snow at all, right?
Oh, maybe it was the other guy's house. Maybe it was the neighbor's house.
Yeah, with the snow there, I'm not sure we'll see it, but I can take a look.
Can you, like, go just shovel all of the snow out of the yard real quick and see if it's, like, buried under there?
Okay, bye, Ray, you handle this. Can I do, I'm sorry, can I do what?
Can you just, like, shovel all of the snow between, like, maybe the first 20 feet from the house? It'll turn up eventually, right?
Yeah, I mean, you might have to wait for the snow to melt, but I'm not about to move it.
But by the time the snow melts, the marijuana is going to be bad in there. Like, it'll get all wet and soggy, and that'll suck.
Yep, I'm sure it would.
Crud. Crud, crud, crud. Okay, well, all right. Maybe I'll just come over later and start digging through the snow.
Okay, be careful. I mean, when you say digging through it, my wife has a lot of plants out there.
Okay, I'll be careful. Do you guys have a dog or anything? Because I don't want to, like, get handfuls of dog poop.
Nope.
Okay. Thank goodness. I don't want that.
Okay.
Okay, then. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye. Man, now that I know they have snow out there, I really want to, like, do some sort of a snow-related prank. Like, accuse them of making snow angels in my yard.
This is Chuck.
Oh, hey, Chuck, this is Roy. I live down the street from you, over here in Winona. Hey, look, this is so embarrassing to bring this up, but can you not make snow angels in our yard? Like, don't you have your own yard for that?
I don't know, it doesn't have anything to do with me.
Oh, no, look, somebody made snow angels in our yard this morning and, like, messed up all of our snow, making snow angels, and then we walked.
Yeah, but I've been out on doing real estate. My wife and I have been out doing real estate, so.
Well, one of you did it because we followed the footprints in the snow, and they led right to your house, like, right from the snow angels to your house. And it's just not cool to come and mess up our yard like that.
Yeah, but there's only two of us. There's me and my wife, and we both went out to do real estate, and we're not playing in the snow.
Was
we
that
dressed and went out?
The real estate thing, was that before or after you came and made snow angels in our yard without
we
permission?
We did not come and make snow angels in your yard, well, and I don't know who did it.
Somebody from your house did, or someone's trying to frame you, maybe, because the footprints led straight to your house.
There was nobody at our house.
And that's not cool, because our beautiful, you know, snowy yard, it just, like, there's snow angels all over it.
it is not from, we had nothing to do with it.
I don't know, like the shape of the snow angel looks an awful lot like you.
How do you know what I look like?
Because we're neighbors. I live just down the street. I always honk and wave.
I've been with clients all morning. As soon as I went out of the house, I've been with clients.
Hmm. Okay. So, okay. Let's call up the clients and see if they can tell me that this is for real.
Yeah, this is too much of a third degree. I mean,
you shouldn't be making snow angels. Why can't you just make them in your own yard if you want to make snow angels so bad?
We did not make snow angels in anybody's yard. Nobody from our house did. There were only two of us.
Yeah, it wasn't your house. It was my house that you made the snow angels in.
Nobody made snow angels from our house at your yard, period. End of discussion.
Well, then why do the footprints lead to your house?
People can walk anywhere they want.
Yeah, but the footprints led straight to your front door. And then, like, you know, went over to our house and made snow angels and then walked right back. And right back to your front door.
Call Maggie at 5-5.
Who's that?
It's my wife.
Okay. And what, are you texting her right now and, like, telling her, like,
I'm not texting her anything.
Don't tell this guy.
Call her and start from scratch.
Okay. All right. I will. Because I bet you she'll admit it.
That's great, because she did it without on my nickel. See you later.
All right, bye. Okay, he just gave me his wife's phone number to some crazy man? Why would he do that?
Good afternoon, this is Maggie.
Hey, Maggie. This is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I was just talking to Chuck, and he gave me your number. And
Roy, our neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, he told me that you guys were making snow angels in our yard. Like, we live here on, you know, on the same street, on road.
Right.
And, like, you know, we could see where the footprints led back to your house, and we know you guys were making snow angels in our front yard.
Where? And I have no idea what you're talking about.
The snow angels. You know where you get down on the ground in the snow and flop your arms around?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were doing that in our front yard, and I don't understand why you couldn't just do it in your own yard.
No, I have not made any snow angels with anybody. I've been showing property all morning.
Yeah, that's what Chuck claimed, but then I finally got him to admit it, that like, before you guys started doing real estate stuff, you, like, came out early this morning and made snow angels in the yard. So the gig is up.
No,
like,
we didn't. No, we didn't.
No, Chuck admitted it to me. Like, you don't have to lie anymore. You know, I know.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Come on. Like, you shouldn't be lying.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I live on road, just down the road. And you know,
what's the number on your house?
You know what the number is because you guys walked over here.
No, I don't, Roy. And
you made snow angels in the yard, and it's not cool. Like, just do it in your own yard.
How about it if we make them while drinking Manhattan?
If you what?
If we make them while we drink Manhattan.
Yeah, why not? Is that what you were doing this morning? It's a little bit early to be drinking, in my opinion.
I have no idea what you are talking about.
Okay, I think you do, because, you know, Chuck admitted it. You may as well admit it, too. I know you're guilty. You're both guilty.
Oh, we are. We do strange things, I must say, sometimes.
Yep, drinking too.
But I don't think we did that this morning.
I know you did. Like, maybe you're just too drunk and you don't remember. That's probably it.
That was probably it.
Yep.
Who really is this?
I'm your neighbor. This is Roy. You guys know who I am. I like, wave at you every time I drive by. It's Roy.
No, what's your house number like?
Blue car.
I'm coming over right now.
42. No, you're not invited. Like, you know what my house number is. Just, like, walk down the street until you see the yard that's all messed up from snow angels. Looks all gross now.
Usually we put pink flamingos out there. We don't usually do snow angels.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea who this is.
Do it in your own yard. Anyway, like, I'm hanging up. Like, I'm tired of being laughed at after you've, like, completely ruined our yard. And I'm just, what? I'm leaving. I'm hanging up.
Who? Right.
At least your husband.
I don't know who you are.
At least your husband could admit it, though.
You sound like a friend of mine, but he lives in the Antarctic.
Does he smoke weed too?
No, he doesn't. Do you?
Yeah, and like, that's the other thing I was calling about. It seems a little suspicious because my weed pipe was sitting on my porch last night, and now it's gone, and the footprints lead back to your house. And you're coughing, and that just
I know. I can't breathe. You've got me laughing so hard.
Yeah, well, maybe you think it's funny to steal my weed pipe. That's like $100 weed pipe. Anyway, I'm going to go. I'm very upset, and I'm going to hang up now.
Okay. So all right. Please, I'll call you back.
Please just keep the snow angels in your own yard, lady.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. They seem like such nice people. You wouldn't think they'd be, you know, going around fucking up everyone's yard in their entire neighborhood. But that's what happens when you're a homeowner. You don't get to choose your neighbors. You're just stuck with whoever lives there. Nothing you can do about it.
Thank you for calling Igloo, where you never need an appointment. This is Paul speaking. How can I help you today?
Hey there, this is Roy from the corporate office with Jiffy Lube.
Yep.
And I was calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? Just do a quick survey with them?
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
All right. We actually have a customer that doesn't mind taking a survey real quick.
Okay, thank you.
We're about to cash him out, so if you want to talk to him real quick.
All right. Thanks.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, this is Roy. Okay, look, this isn't a survey, really. I'm one of the guys that was working in the basement area underneath your car.
Okay.
And I set my weed pipe inside your muffler just for a second, and it fell in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, can you, I don't want to get in trouble. Can you just go out there and put your fingers in the muffler and, like, try and fish it out for me real quick?
On, isn't it? Do they turn it off?
Who knows? It's not a big deal. Just hold your breath. Don't breathe in any of that carbon monoxide.
Okay. I know. No. I got dual pipes. You know which side?
On the right side.
Okay.
Yep. I just set my weed pipe in there for a minute, and it fell right in. You know.
Okay. Who do I give that back to?
Just kind of slip it down into the grate, like just whistle, be like. And I'll know it's you. Like, do like a secret style of whistle. My name's Roy.
Okay.
Yep. And don't tell anyone.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Just find that weed pipe for me. It's an expensive one, and it still has weed in it. It's still good.
Okay.
And you can take puff off of it if you want. I don't mind.
Thank you. All right.
You can you go check like right now? I don't know where I was going with that. What the hell? Is he really going to keep that on the DL, or is he going to tell them? Like, man, you got this employee named Roy.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Jiffy Lube. No appointment is necessary. This is Sierra speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Sierra. This is Roy from the corporate office with Jiffy Lube.
Yes.
And I was calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Yes, I have one right here in front of you.
They're okay.
Doing a customer survey. Do you mind talking to this?
It's 38
is my zip code.
Yes, this is Kyle Smith.
Oh, hey, Kyle. Hey, I'm the one that did your oil change. Like, I'm in the underground part, you know, like I did the stuff from underneath.
Yeah.
And, hey, when my boss was coming, I had to hide my weed pipe really fast. So I wedged it up there, up like underneath the pipe that goes to the muffler, you know. Like, right next to the...
Talking about a weed pipe.
Seriously. Are you there? Hello?
Hello? Hey.
Who am I speaking with? You're saying that you're corporate. Who is this?
No, look, it was all an elaborate ruse. I'm actually the guy that was working underneath his car, and I left my weed pipe like wedged up into his engine because I thought I was going to... Okay, there she goes.
Thank you for calling Jiffy Lube. This is Carlos speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Carlos. This is Roy from the corporate office with Jiffy Lube.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with and do a quick survey with them?
A customer right now?
Yeah, if there's any customers, like in the waiting room, just a quick survey.
Yeah, and pulling up, yeah.
Yeah, or you could just hand them, well, no, like one in the waiting room would be best. Whoa. Whoa, hello? Hello?
Hello, sir?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, this is Mike speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Mike. It's Roy from the corporate office with Jiffy Lube.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey.
Okay.
Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? Just do a quick survey with them?
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hello. Is this a customer?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm actually the guy that's working underneath your car.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one, you've got the car that's out here still, right?
I had the red Corolla.
Okay, yeah, that's the one. Hey, my boss was coming, and I had to hide my weed pipe real fast, because I was down here smoking weed while I was working on your car.
Alright.
And I left my weed pipe, kind of in your engine, like right by where the oil filter is. I just kind of wedged it up there.
Alright. And the car should still be here. I'm picking it up.
Yeah, but, I can't reach it now. Could you, just, you know, when you're leaving, can you open your hood real quick and just pull it out of there and bring it back to me? Because there's still marijuana in it.
I'm not touching it, so.
Oh, come on. It's a clean pipe.
I'm free on the line. I'm not doing it.
Why not?
Because I'm not.
Come on. You're ruining my high, man.
That's not my fault.
Yeah, but look. You don't want to drive around with the weed pipe in your... I don't know, you guys. I think I'm going about this all wrong, trying to find my weed pipe. I'm doing it backwards at this point. What am I even doing?
Thank you for calling Jiffy Lube, but there's no appointment necessary. This is Shelby speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Shelby, it's Roy from the corporate office. Hey, I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with? Do a quick survey?
Yeah, we do. Let me give you to Dustin first, though.
Oh, no, just a customer is all I need.
This is Dustin. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Dustin. It's Roy from the corporate office. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
The customer?
Yep.
Yeah, thanks.
Snub bar, will y'all for a second? Yeah. The corporate office calls down on a weekly basis, usually on Sundays. I want to speak to a customer and ask how, you know, things are going and if you like it. Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. Hey, look, this isn't really corporate. This is Roy. I'm the guy that's working underneath one of the cars right now.
Sure.
And, hey, look, there's a TV up there in the waiting area?
Mm-hmm.
I stashed my weed pipe behind the TV. Do you think you could grab that for me and bring it in and just kind of, just, you know, hand it down to me in the grate in the ground? Underneath your car?
No.
Why not? Come on, I'm really needing a quick hit of weed.
No.
It's right behind...
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. This is very serious. I don't know how I can complete the rest of these oil changes if I'm sober. This is torture, basically. Can you please just grab it? It's right there.
No, I don't think I could do that. That doesn't seem reasonable.
Why is that not reasonable? You're not doing anything. You're just in there waiting.
No, I don't think so. It doesn't sound too good to me.
Can you hand the phone to a more reasonable customer?
Sure.
One that's not going to be a jerk? Oh, that was more like hanging up the phone.
for calling Jiffy Lube. This is Andrew. How can I help you?
Hey, Andrew. This is Roy from the corporate office with Jiffy Lube.
What's up, man?
Hey, I was calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with?
Here.
How are we doing? This is Layton speaking.
Hey, Layton. Is this an employee?
No, this is, yeah, this is an employee, sorry.
Oh, okay. No, I'm calling from the corporate office with Jiffy Lube. I just need to do a customer survey with a customer. Do you have a customer you could put on the phone?
I have one that's about to pick her car up right now.
Okay, that'll work.
Alrighty.
Is she in the waiting area?
Yes, she just got here. You want to talk to her?
Yes, please.
It's a corporate. They want to do like a customer service from.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Hi.
Hey. Hey, this is Roy. I'm not actually with corporate. I'm the guy that's like working underneath the cars, like down in the basement area.
Okay.
Hey, you know how there's a TV in there?
In where?
Like in the waiting area or like the coffee machine stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, like right behind the coffee maker, I stashed my weed pipe. Do you think you can grab that and bring it in to me and just hand it down to me in the, you know, through the grate?
No, I can't.
Why not?
That's illegal.
No, it's not illegal. It's for medical purposes. And I really can't get through the rest of these
Ohio doesn't have medical weed licenses.
Right, but I'm from Oregon. I'm from Oregon, so it's cool. I have a card and everything.
You do? Okay, what's that card number?
No, I'm not going to give that to you. What are you, an identity thief?
I am.
Come on, man. Just like behind the coffee maker.
No, I think someone's breaking you. It's not a legit call.
What? This is too legit. What are you talking
about? Okay, MC Hammer, I gotta let you go.
MC Hammer, what's that even mean? Is that a derogatory? Why would she call me MC Hammer? That makes no sense at all. Is that some sort of an insult that's just going over my head, you guys? Why is she calling me MC Hammer? This is bullshit. I'm gonna call her back. I'm gonna get them to put a MC Hammer charge on her. And I think I'm giving up on this whole Jiffy Lube thing. Jiffy Lube is no place to find my marijuana pipe, obviously. But I can think of one more place my weed pipe might be.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness, home of the judgment-free zone.
Yep.
For our address, please press 1. For hours of operations, press 2. To speak with a gym representative, please press 3.
Judgment-free, whatever. That's why you need an alarm on the wall to embarrass everyone.
This is Lexi. How may I help you?
Hey, Lexi. This is Roy. I'm a member there.
Okay.
And
hi.
Hey there. I was in there earlier today on one of the treadmills, and I was smoking a little bit of weed while I was treadmilling, and I think I left my weed pipe there in the cup holder.
Were smoking weed.
Yeah, while I was treadmilling, and I think I left the weed pipe in the cup holder. It's like a little blue weed pipe.
Give me one second. And
there's
smoking weed while on our treadmill. I left a weed pipe in our treadmill. What do I do about that?
Look for it.
Do you know which treadmill you were at?
No, they all look the same to me. It's the one with the TV on it.
I'm looking.
Okay. And I left it lit. I hope it didn't, like, burn the treadmill or anything. I just totally forgot as I was leaving.
You guys don't have anything in your cup holders, do you?
Hi, Keith.
Ask him specifically for a weed pipe, because maybe they took it.
I'm not going to ask a client for that.
Why not? It's nothing
because.
To be ashamed of. Come on. It's 2017. It's practically legal.
Yeah, that's also illegal in the state of Pennsylvania.
It's practically legal, though. They're going to legalize soon. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
And you're really not supposed to be doing it in our facilities.
I was barely smoking anything. Like, I figured if I smoked too much, you guys would just set off the lunk alarm. I just had, like, tiny little hits. It makes me run faster. Not a big deal.
I'm still looking.
Okay. Can you, like, make an announcement to everyone in there? Like, did anyone find a blue weed pipe.
No, I cannot make an announcement about that.
Would you do it if it was like my keys or something?
Possibly.
We'll see.
But you're, it's not your keys.
You're just like hating on weed smokers. That's what you're doing.
Okay.
Like, it's illegal. That's you.
Okay.
Come on. Get with the times. Did it turn up yet?
I'm still looking through them all.
Okay. Doing it kind of slowly. Is there any way you could check the bathrooms, too? Because I was in there smoking for a while also.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. Wait, was that sarcastic?
Yeah, that was sarcastic.
Well, where do you want me to do it? You won't let me do it on the treadmill. Like, what's wrong with the bathroom?
All right, so I haven't found it.
At least I'm not bothering anyone in there.
So, can I get your phone number just to call you back if we find it in the bathroom?
Sure. Area code 570.
Hold on, give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, 570.
Yep, 420.
Yep.
6969.
Yep. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Did you look really hard, though? Like, it didn't sound like you looked that hard.
I looked pretty hard. I have to go.
Can you set off the lunk alarm real quick, just to get everyone's attention? And just like,
I cannot. I'm sorry. I need to go.
Just like a generic announcement. Did anyone find anything that's small and made out of glass and has marijuana in it?
Yep, I'm definitely not going to make an announcement about that. Have a great day. Thank you.
Tell them it's keys. Man, what an uppity girl. Acting like it's the 1960s or something.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Rebecca. How may I help you?
Hey, Rebecca. It's Roy. I'm a member there.
Okay.
And I was there earlier today on one of the treadmills, and I was smoking a little bit of weed while I ran, and I think I left my weed pipe in the cup holder.
Is this serious?
Yeah. I feel so stupid. Like, I normally wouldn't. It's an expensive pipe, too. I don't know what happened, why I would just leave it somewhere. Because I grabbed my keys and my cell phone, but I think I left my weed pipe there in the cup holder.
Are you sure? Like, you're not kidding about this? You're being honest?
No, I wouldn't kid about this.
Okay. I'm going to write your number down.
Okay.
I will go look for it.
All right.
And if I see it, I will give you a call back.
Okay. All right.
All right. What's your number?
It's 570-420-6969.
Okay.
And, like, I think I left it lit and everything, so, like, you might be able to just, like, kind of go over there and see where it smells like weed.
Oh, and God.
That would zero you in on it.
All right.
And I'm sorry if I left it lit and it burned, you know, the side of the cup holder or anything.
Okay.
I didn't, you know, I'm normally much more responsible.
So it's in one of the treadmill ones?
Yeah, yep. Only the treadmills,
okay.
That's all I do.
Okay. I will go look
okay.
for you.
I can hold. Or can you make...
I will call you back.
Can you make an announcement and just ask if anyone's found the weed pipe?
No.
Why not?
Are we done here?
Well, I don't know. You just, like, set off the lunk alarm and get everyone's attention and be like, did anyone find a weed pipe filled with marijuana still? Only took a few hits off of it.
I will give you a call back.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you're not going to do that, I guess I don't have much choice then.
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay. Well, you don't have to be rude about it. Come on. I just lost my weed pipe.
I can't even tell you're being serious.
I'm completely serious. Like, are you this grouchy when someone loses their keys?
No, because they're losing their keys, not something illegal.
It's practically legal. It's 2017. Come on.
Well, it's legal to us, but to everyone else, it is not. But if
Wait, you want
me to go look for it, you're going to have to let me hang up.
Okay, hang up then. And just hurry up.
Goodbye.
Hurry. Do it as quick as possible. All right, I'm giving up. You know what? I'm just not going to find that weed pipe. I just got to face the facts. And go out there and spend another $8 on a new one. I was exaggerating before. It wasn't really a $100 weed pipe. But before we get going, I'm going to just try one other thing here.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I'm flying into town today. I'm going to be there in a couple hours. From Oregon, and I've never really been in Pennsylvania before. And
okay.
I was wondering, do you know anywhere that I could buy some weed?
I don't.
Ah, darn it. You don't know a friend that has a friend, or...
I don't. I could ask someone I work with.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Could you do that real quick?
Yeah, I'm just going to put you on hold really quick.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Oh, you don't have to put me on hold. Oh, good, darn it. I want to hear her ask. You guys, she's now asking a coworker if they know where to buy weed. And by the way, I looked up the states that where marijuana is illegal, and I only called those states. And like this map I'm looking at, it has, you know, decriminalized states, medical only states, and the illegal states. Like all marijuana is completely illegal, and apparently in Pennsylvania it is completely illegal there. So I guess that's why people are just so, oh my God, you can't do that here. Can't lay in my front yard and hang out on my front steps smoking weed. Who do you think you are? That's against the law.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
So none of us are really sure.
Huh. Do you have, like, any friends? Like, can you call up people? Can you give me phone numbers of some of your shadier friends? And I could just call them up directly. I'll just explain.
Yeah. None of my friends are really that shady.
Oh, man. But come on, everyone has a friend of a friend or something. There's always someone. What about any of the customers that are in there right now? Do any of them look like they might be weed smokers?
No, our customers don't look that way.
Well, I mean, how do you know if you don't ask? If you don't have friends that are like that, maybe you just don't know what stoners look like. Wow, they were much more helpful than I expected. I was really just kind of expecting an attitude problem with them. But, nope, they just asked.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness Walmart. This is Amy. How may I help you?
Hey there, it's Roy from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
Hello? Oh, hi, how are you, Roy?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
That's good. Hey, I'm going to be flying into town soon. I'm over on the West Coast, you know?
Okay.
And I don't really know many people around there. I was wondering if you know anywhere where I could buy some weed.
I'm sorry?
You know, marijuana? I'm just looking for a place to get a little bit of marijuana. Not even that much. I'm only going to be in town for a day or two.
I'm sorry, I can't help you with that.
Is there anyone else there that can?
No, I don't believe so. I'm sorry.
Well, can you ask at least? What about customers? Are there any customers in there that look like stoners? Oh, man. I want to do another hour of this now. Just call up 7-Elevens. That's what I should do on the next show. I should just call up every business I can think of. Say I'm with corporate. Where can I buy some weed? I'd be like, this is your district manager.
Thanks for calling Planet Fitness. This is Mike. How may I help you?
Hey, Mike. This is Roy from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
Okay.
And I'm going to be coming into town a little bit later this evening. And I was wondering, like, do you know anywhere where I could buy some weed around there?
No, I don't.
Like, no, really, it's cool. I'm not going to report you or anything. I just really need some weed. I'm going to be there for like 3 days.
I'm sorry, but I really can't help you.
Are there any other employees there? Maybe we could ask them.
Yeah, but I'm the assistant manager here, and with all due respect, if you are from the corporate office, I'm not going to let you ask my employees for weed.
No, it's cool. Look, I'm from Oregon. I have a medical card, a medical marijuana card, so it's sort of legal.
I'm sure it is, but that doesn't transfer to PA, so I can't help you.
I think it does. Like, what do you know? I'm corporate. Look, what I say goes. I sign the paychecks. I just...
Okay, well, That's fine, because we're a franchise, well, so corporate doesn't really affect me.
Oh, yes, it does. Like, you right. have our name, all your machines are purple, you have a Lunk Alarm in there, that means we own you.
That's correct. But
yep, see?
I mean, if you want, you can talk to my regional. I just want to
know what January. Well, can I just talk to an employee? Like you don't have to know what we're talking about. Just put an employee on.
No, she's busy right now anyway.
What's she doing?
She's helping a member.
Can I talk to the member? Maybe the member is cool, unlike you.
I'm hanging up.
On corporate? You can't hang up on corporate. Okay. Next live show. That's what I need to do. I need to call up businesses, say I'm corporate, flying into town. And why stop at weed? Like, where can I get some cocaine, man? Or maybe, hey, you know any small arms dealers in the area? I just need to get a semi-automatic gun with no serial number on it. That's all. No big deal. It's cool. I'm corporate.
Hey there, Brad. This is Nippler.
Hello.
I just wanted to tell you...
You are listening to the Snowplow Show. You are listening to the Snowplow Show. You are listening to the Snowplow Show.
Okay.
You are listening
Thanks.
To the Snowplow Show.
Thanks for that.
Hey, Brad. It's Pussy Live here again. Hmm. Ooh. I don't know if you explain me some of them snowplow shows. No, it is a phone show. Phone show voicemail here. Your goddamn podcast ain't up to date. And I've already ran out of all your old shit. So update your goddamn podcast or how about this? This is some automatic redial shows of the phone show. We all burn out and listen to all the snowplow shows.
Yeah.
Of course, we love them, but we gotta have more to listen to.
That's true.
Oh, and, see a dick. Suck it. Bye.
Of course. Why wouldn't I? I understood pretty much nothing at all in that voicemail. Probably talking to me on his landline. I think he said he's listening to the phone show because he's bored with the snowplow show. I don't blame him.
Detective.
All right, thanks for the voicemail.
Brad Carter. You know, 10 days ago, I asked you, with your PayPal, so I could send you money. And then, see, I don't know how to use Patreon. I want to set that up. Since I don't even have that much money, do you think fucking $5 a month would make a fucking rich guy? But no, I end up buying. I regret jumping Mario Kart. So
what?
It's all your fault, Brad Carter.
Yeah, is it just me? Like, are my headphones broken? I'm not understanding voicemails today. Maybe my hearing's just finally going. He wants to use PayPal instead of the Patreon. Like, you can still sign up through the website for the extra shows. I've got it set up through there still with the podcast feed. It's phonelosers.com/cactus. And that just uses PayPal through the website, recurring charges, and you get the secret shows that way. But you don't get other extra things if you're using the website instead of the PayPal. You're kind of missing out on a few things, at least. I try to put everything on both services, but sometimes the website gets neglected.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
Sorry I haven't called in for a while.
It's okay.
But, I don't know, I'm lazy.
Yep.
I hope everything is going well.
You are.
And, I think on my next voicemail, I will have a joke for you. But I don't have one right now.
I'll give you that anyway.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, bye.
It's alright, Olga. It's not all about the jokes. We all like you for who you are. You don't have to tell jokes.
Hey, Brad. So, question. I try to listen to your 24/7 shoutcast, but it works on the website, but when I actually copy it and try to play it through a shoutcast streamer on my phone, it doesn't work. But it works on desktop. What's going on with that? Fix it, you dumb hobo. Bye.
I did. Several people were complaining about this. I didn't know what was wrong with it. And somebody emailed me and told me what the problem was. I didn't update the links on the Shoutcast links that are underneath the player. So if you want to listen to 24/7 prank calls by the Phone Losers of America, there is a Shoutcast radio station that does that. And all the links are updated now. Everything should be working. If you want to give it a try, go to phonelosers.com and look in the upper right-hand sidebar. There's a play button. And it's fixed. Don't call me a dumb hobo, okay? It's fixed.
I was listening to the 419 episode, and I just remembered I live within walking distance of a speedway. Not a favorite one, but, you know, if you, like, look back up the address of the speedway,
It's one within, like, a few buildings of the Dairy Queen.
Oh, okay. Let me get to work on that.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to go to get all of my snacks for the 420 show.
Yep. Hope you weren't too disappointed today. I should have called Speedways today instead of Sheets.
Hey, Brad. This is Mason again.
Hey.
It's episode 420.
It is.
Or I think this can get played on episode 420. So, here.
Congratulations. Hey, you know, that's illegal. It's not legalized yet. What's wrong with you? I'm reporting you. I'm pushing the button under the counter for that. You can't be doing that. What the hell?
Hey, Brad. It's User Fan with a PH.
Hey.
Still behind on some shows. I'm really sorry about that, man. I hope you're not upset. I hope you take that kind of stuff personally. So I'm really sorry. It's just been, you know, kind of chaotic.
But anyways,
I'm listening to the Cactus Jack show. I love the concept. That's pretty cool. And do you realize, Brad, that you are a historian and you are teaching young folks who aren't as old as you and I are, and like Corbin, I think he's old too.
He's really old.
So, good job. Give yourself a gold star. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy, Brad? Okay, bye.
It's me. Oh, I was getting excited there. I thought you were going to keep going. Yeah, I'm really enjoying doing the Brad's Cactus Shack thing. It's a lot of fun to put together. I just kind of find old prank calls and clips and stuff on my hard drive of, like, me being an asshole to phone companies. That seems to be most of what I'm finding these days. I just released episode 3 a few days ago and found some more for that episode. In fact, I should play one of them on this episode because it's like me accusing some phone company guy of being high and he gets really offended by it. It's pretty funny. If you want to hear those, go to patreon.com/phonelosers. They're all on there for free. You don't have to be a subscriber. You don't have to sign up. Just scroll back, and you can listen to all 3 episodes.
Hey, Brad, it's Gordon Bombay. I called you a little while back, and I told you about a prank phone call I made to a guy. I told him I was putting a tracking device on his phone, and he freaked out and said he was in the witness protection program.
Yup.
What I didn't tell you is that he was a member of the table tennis club, the very same table tennis club that you called.
Whoa.
So if you're wondering why your show sucks, I pranked all those people already, Brad.
Ah, shit.
Way too slow.
God damn it.
So they're on to you.
It's all your fault.
From the beginning. Anyways, that's why your show sucked. It's my fault.
Yeah.
Cactus.
It's okay. I don't mind. Really, most of the problem was that they just weren't picking up. But yeah, there were quite a few that were kind of suspicious of me. It's
hey,
all
Brad,
your fault.
Hey, Brad, just calling today because I wanted to give you a piece of advice.
Here we go.
Maybe you could use Adolf Nippler's version of the Pussy Hold music on one of your shows as the hold music. That would be absolutely hilarious.
Don't know what you're talking
about.
About
that, and hopefully you do it because I would crack right up.
He made his own hold music?
Have a nice day, Brad.
I didn't hear this. I don't know where that was played. I must have missed it, though.
Hey, Brad Davalina, McDonald's just started call ahead ordering, so have fun with that.
Okay.
It just started.
No, it didn't. I've been doing that for, like, forever, for months, all year. Or, I don't know, I was using the app and, you know, going to McDonald's and just picking up my McGriddle in the mornings. So I guess I need to look into what call ahead ordering is.
Hey, Bradley. This is your old handsome Stephen Aspinwall.
Hey,
machine.
Steven.
I'm in the shower right now.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
See me? You see that?
Are y'all lathered up
right
real
here.
Good?
Look at that.
Yep.
Isn't that neat?
I can see through my camera
anyway,
phone.
I just wanted to call and let you know that I've been edging for like 6 hours.
What's that mean?
And my winky head hurts. Love you.
All right. Bye.
There's no buttholes looking out the windows in this place. I died. I'm listening to episode 419. This is George again. And I just died. That's awesome. She should get together with the Go Cup guy throwing his Go Cups out the window. I appreciate you.
It should be like a rap duo.
Yet again, and keep it up.
Yeah, I can't believe what a fun show that was. It's such a stupid concept that Holden Martins Johnson gave me, and that's why I liked it. It was fun. It was weird. Didn't make any sense at all. People got so pissed.
It's Big Moist.
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know, you finally convinced me to get off of your website payments and go over to Patreon. I don't really like Patreon.
Woohoo.
I don't really know why now that I think about it.
I don't know why people don't like Patreon. It's like the same thing. It's a better interface. Maybe people just don't want to sign up for something new.
But just want to let you know, it took fucking forever to unsubscribe from the PayPal one. Like, Jesus Christ, I don't know how to do it.
See?
From the website.
Website's a piece of shit.
Way and take you off of,
and
like,
PayPal doesn't make it easy either. Like, I can never find that subscription page where you can just uncheck it from there. I always have to Google how to get there. It's a pain in the ass.
I don't know. It was horseshit. I just thought you should know that.
Yep, I agree.
But now that I've been able to listen to the Hobosodes, I went back really far, and I heard one where you said... Not you said. Someone told you to keep referencing Jumanji when they were getting mad. I think
it was
a ding call, but I think you can apply that to other things.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. I wrote that down somewhere, but I've forgot about that suggestion. I should keep doing that.
Like, if you call a business or a person, they get really upset with you and keep asking you, like, all these questions. Just keep trying to, like, bring it back to Jumanji. And, like, instead of answering their questions, just keep asking them or bring it up how it relates to Jumanji. I don't know why. I thought that was hilarious. And it would just be stupid and silly.
It makes about as much sense as butthole winking, doesn't it?
That's it. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, so I'm going to write that down right now on a Post-it. I started using the Sticky Notes app that comes with Windows 10. Or I think it does anyway. It's on my computer, but you know, it keeps your sticky notes, like Post-its, up on the desktop. So instead of getting lost in my notes, it can just be right there on my screen. I've converted a lot of my physical sticky notes on the side of my monitor to digital sticky notes. And I'm going to write that down right now. Reference Jumanji. When people get pissed. And hopefully you heard the few times that I did that. I don't know if it was on that same show or not, but I do remember someone getting pissed that I kept bringing up Jumanji.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know you don't like leaving multiple messages. It's just on my last one, I forgot to do that away thing. I've been wanting to.
Okay. I'm hanging up on that voicemail.
Alex, Nova, listen here, motherfucker. You need to bring back Roybot. He's a way better host than you will ever be. Toodles.
Thank you.
Roybot was on a conference with us last night. We were watching Home Alone 2. He kept chiming in. Occasionally.
Hey, Roy.
We watched the movie.
T Falcon here.
Hey,
and speaking of Falcons, I actually have an idea.
Nice segue.
Since the Falcon is here, I think that we need a Falcon for every single letter of the entire alphabet.
No, thanks.
26 total.
It's all right.
All you have to do is just take the first letter of your name and add Falcon to it. So, my name's Tyler, so take the T, add Falcon. T Falcon.
I still have you saved as Steve Falcon. Like, when I saved you in Google Voice, I must have misunderstood you. It says Steve Falcon, and I'm too lazy to change it now.
Anyway.
You're forever Steve Falcon.
I also think that you
should call yourself S Falcon.
Call more people super cunts. I remember you called this one lady a super cunt once, and she got so upset. Like, that was just the funniest thing.
Oh,
and the image is just really fucking funny. Like, I can just imagine this dirty vagina wearing like a cape or something.
What the hell?
Anyway, bye, Brad.
Thanks for that imagery, Steve Falcon. Man, I'm clicking on your name. There's no way to change it. I guess I have to go to my address book or something. But fuck that. I'm trying to do voicemails. Stop trying to sabotage the show with me changing your info.
Hello, Roy. This is Eric MKE with some breaking news.
Okay.
I've found this news story just on the FacePlace Book Town Buttville. It's from yesterday, so I think it's kind of new. I don't know. It's from your favorite convenience store, The Sheetz, you know, from, like, Pennsylvania and the East Coast.
Yep.
And
remember that show when I called them once?
The calls there and the hilarious antics and customer surveys and whatever. So anyway, according to WJACTV.com, WJACTV.com.
Quit promoting your website.
Go on there and search for the article yourself.
Get on with it.
I'm not going to read a whole fucking article.
Why don't you just email this to me?
All that time. But, it says they're installing a new lighting from the corporate office. New blue lighting, you know, like those black lights you install on Halloween.
Oh, crap.
So they're testing this special blue lighting at a One Sheet location in Altoona, Pennsylvania, to deter heroin addicts from going in the bathroom and finding their veins to shoot up, which I somehow find fucking hilarious. And I'm not sure if this is a store manager or...
LOL, heroin addicts.
...Altoona, Pennsylvania Sheets. But she finds herself there just about every day, and she says she hates to find people using drugs in the restrooms.
I missed whatever you said. Like, they're putting black lights in. How does that deter drug users?
She says, I have little cousins, and if I was just walking into a bathroom and see someone shooting up, I just couldn't imagine. Oh, and, yeah. So, seems like comedy gold, people shooting up in the sheep's bathroom.
Yep.
Maybe they have a direct line in the bathroom. You know, you could call to them.
I don't get it. Now I want to go, like, look up the article and see what you're talking about.
Pretend you're from the corporate office.
But I'm not going to.
Install the blue lights. Or maybe the green lights. Or maybe, like, the mauve light. Anyway, later, Roy. Bye.
Wouldn't blue lights make drugs more awesome? Like, you shoot up your drugs and you're like, whoa, man, everything's blue. This is amazing. Like, how is that deterring people? I don't get it.
Hey, Brad. Just wanted to call in again and apologize for my last voicemail. Was the one where I was apologizing for the other one where I was kind of vulgar, and I realized that was a little long, and I'm sorry about that. And
this one's okay, though. It's only a minute and 22 seconds long.
I'm sorry, Bradley, and I just want to let you know that we've lost another star. You know, 2017's taken another beautiful man. We've lost the Bosnian general.
Oh, look at that. 30 seconds. Your time's up. Thanks for the voicemail. I accept your apology. It's very nice of you to apologize for your previous voicemail.
Hello, Brad. This is Paulo from Brazil.
Hey.
I love your show so much, man. So funny.
You say love like I say sock a dick, you know?
I'm so jealous, man. Everything in America is so much better than Brazil. You have the best President Donald Trump,
yep.
The best Frank Kohler, Brad Carter.
Yep.
Best city.
Brazil doesn't have a Brad
Los
Carter.
Angeles, Chicago.
Fuck Brazil.
So crazy, man. Foi New Mexico.
Yeah. Brazil doesn't have a Roy, New Mexico.
I love your show so much, man.
Brazil's a piece of shit.
So fun.
Okay.
So crazy.
All right, bye. Thanks for the voicemail.
Hey, Brad. It's Effin' Reality. Happy episode 420.
Thanks.
Ironically, I'm the GM of a dispensary in Colorado.
Is that
so
ironic?
I figured this would be an appropriate time to call. I also stopped being a hobo and joined your Patreon, so I encourage others to do that as well.
Yay.
I also got the opportunity to meet Brown Magic.
Holy
Let me
shit.
Tell you a couple things about him.
Oh, great.
One, definitely brown. Two, magic as fuck.
That's nice.
Anyway, keep up the good work, buddy. Toke one up once you're off probation, of course.
Yeah. 5 years from now, I'm going to be sitting in my self-driving car, just riding around with my blue weed pipe, smoking like crazy. It's going to be great. I can't wait. For those who don't know, I'm not allowed to shoot up heroin at Sheets anymore because I'm on probation and I also can't smoke weed for 5 years. But that's okay. I'm getting a lot of shit done now since I've been banned from weed. It's pretty great. That's why you're getting so many shows lately.
Hey, Sensei, this is Dillaman again. I just had a great idea. Someone said you should eat a cactus and die, and I thought, no.
Why not?
Because the future of the planet rests upon your jokes and the laughter you create. So, eat some peyote. Eat a real cactus. Don't eat those prickly ones.
Yeah, I think peyote would be okay, right?
Button cactus and do a show while you're
That's not illegal.
Balls on peyote.
Great
and
idea.
Then,
I'm gonna do it.
It'll be funny, I guess.
Yep. Hilarious.
Yeah. Cactus.
Brad. Brad. Hey. Hey, Brad, why did you call me a hobo? I am not a hobo.
That's a compliment.
I knew you were going to get the newspaper.
It's a compliment. I call the hobo-sewed people hobos.
Head of the newspaper
fine.
And say no. Well, anyway, I was phoning up just to say that you should watch this show. It's about Ozzy Osbourne and Jack Osbourne, where they go on an adventure together, and it's really, really good. I think type in Jack and Ozzy going on an adventure together and see if you can download that show. You'll absolutely love it, Brad.
Okay.
Bye.
I'll get right on that, because I'm definitely not watching enough television right now. I need to watch more of it. Oh, look, I found the thing to edit contacts. All right, Steve Falcon, you are now known as T-Falcon. I just figured it out. Everything's fine. I've been looking around for that for the past few voicemails.
Hey, Brad, it's Pitchy Slap. Hey, I was wondering, I got access to a 5,000-person database, probably a little more than that. But it's a digital database. I could probably print it all for you. It's for our customers. and got names, addresses.
Sounds like a bad idea.
Infinite stuff. So if you want that, let me know. And also, Christmas is coming, and I remember you saying that you had an Amazon wish list. Is there any way that, is there some way we could see that? I'd like to, you know, buy you something for Christmas.
I think everyone's already bought everything on it.
For probably a couple of years now, but I got a wife and kids, and it's kind of hard to, you know, do it like a monthly thing, but I've been holding on so long, I really would like to get you something. So, all right, man. Well, appreciate it, and,
Bye. Oh, that guy again. See, I need to save him in my address book so I won't play multiple voicemails from him in every episode. But you can find the wish list on phonelosers.com and every single post for every single episode. You know, all the show notes and everything. It's all crammed in there somewhere. You can find it. But what I would really like for Christmas is I would like you to buy me a subscription for 1 year of Patreon, but put it under your name and you just use it yourself. That's what I want for Christmas. Sign up for the Patreon. Just, come on, stop hating Patreon. It's not that bad of a thing. It's fine. You know, on the website, if you were to do it through the website, you can sign up for like a year up front. That's what you should do. Sign up for a year of non-Patreon, phonelosers.com/cactus. That's what you need to do. It's a perfect gift for me.
Hey, Brad. I was thinking back to a call you did a while back. It wasn't too long ago, but it wasn't too short ago either. So it was like maybe
a year. It was just right.
But anyway, you did this thing where right when the person answered, you were like talking to the viewers, like to us, and you said, oh, I've reached my quota for the day. But, you know, you were just talking about your quota for good prank calls. But the guy on the other line, like, you said it at the perfect timing. I don't think you did it on purpose. But it was like the perfect timing to where he thought you were like a telemarketer and saying like you've reached your quota for sales for the day or some crap like that.
I don't remember this.
And oh my god, it was the funniest thing ever because he was like, you've reached your quota for the day, like so angry that he was being called by a telemarketer. And I was just thinking like, if you did that again, like some more, just regularly every now and again, it would be amazing.
Okay.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks, Fred.
Yeah, what if I called up people? And I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm a telemarketer, but as I was calling you, I noticed I reached my quota for the day. So basically, fuck you. I don't need to sell you anything. I'm going home. I'm going to write that one down right now. Not on a post-it, not on a digital post-it, but just on my regular prank call ideas page. There, all done. That would make a good hobo-sode. Just do like 4 or 5 of those, and maybe that would work. It'd be like reverse psychology. And they'd be like, what? I want to buy something. Fuck you. I'm going to buy 7 of your things. You can't stop me. You better sell me something. Yeah, this is going to be great. Thanks for the idea.
Westside Moore, you stab them, we bag them. How may I help you?
That was a good one. But you know what? You're doing it backwards. You're supposed to answer your phone like that. You're not supposed to call people and say that. It doesn't make sense. Big dummy.
Hi, Roy. I just wanted to let you know. As far as having a bad attitude is concerned, you might have been born with a cactus, but that doesn't mean you have to sit on it. All right, bye.
Hey, Brad. Mr. Tomato Head. Happy holidays.
Your call's cutting out. Your Boost Mobile, it's not holding up. You need to get up higher. Stand on something. This is like 50 seconds long, but it just kind of goes silent, and every once in a while I hear something. But happy holidays to you too, Mr. Tomato Head.
Hey, Brad, it's Kyle P., a.k.a. Pussy Slap.
Hey.
Yeah, I was just listening to some hobo shows, and I know I've been calling you a whole lot, but I've got a great idea. I know what it would help promote the Patreon if you play some of the really, really good good calls, and you know, like the ones that you're hanging at the edge of your seat, seat to listen to, and then you just stop it. And you say, become a Patreon member, and you get to listen to the rest of the call.
Yeah.
I know that's what would get me, man. All right, well, have a good weekend.
That won't piss people off. Play like half a prank call and be like, if you want to hear the conclusion of this call, send $5 to Brad Carter.
Hey, Brad, Nico.
Hey, Nico, again.
I'm watching the Snowplow Show, and I am actually watching it because I'm on YouTube and I'm watching a little thing go around here.
Yeah, one of those people.
Anyways, I'm watching the Snowplow Show on September 2nd, 2014, Insurance Fraud and Reformed Hookers. Yep. And I discovered something kind of cool as I was just staring at the two little reels going around, enjoying my buzz.
Doing your buzz, what?
can actually have closed captions on the bottom of the screen if you hit on the lower right side.
This is why you shouldn't watch the shows.
The lower right side.
You get bored. You start doing stuff like this.
CC button at the beginning, and on this particular video at least. And if you hit that, you get the closed captions. And they misspell and misinterpret things too, and they miss words. And,
yeah, like Google Voice.
Yeah, I like how they spelled Royco. Anyways, I just wanted to mention that. Hope you're having a nice day.
Yeah. Bye. Everyone should just like turn off the turn off the audio and turn on closed captions and just play some music. So you don't have to listen to my stupid show. You can just read it instead. It's a great idea.
Hey, Brad. It's Will. I'm just checking in on you.
Hey,
I was listening to a Radio Shack prank a couple years back, and you and Carlito, and when this happened...
Wait, don't fucking tell me. Don't be ridiculous.
Don't curse at me.
I was laughing my goddamn ass off. Yep. You need to bring Carlito back.
Good old Carlito.
Anyway...
Carlito did a show earlier today, and I only got to listen to 30 minutes of it, so I'm going to have to catch the rest of it on his podcast feed. But for the people complaining that Carlito doesn't do shows anymore, he does one like every week at least, usually. And he did one today. I don't know how long it was. I had to go somewhere, so I only got to hear the first part. Good stuff.
Just looking forward to the next Radio Mob or Facebook Mob whenever it's coming out. So just keep us posted, man. Keep it up, man. Thanks.
Okay. Hopefully Carlito updates his podcast feed sometime this year, so I can catch what I missed today.
Hello, this is Rendell Thor from the PLA corporate office for the 420th episode of The Snowplow Show. Hey. Just letting you know we're getting an error message. You need to go flip the breaker switches. And also, you're the millionth customer, so you get a free shopping spree. We're also doing a customer survey here. You get a free soda, free Slurpee.
I have to flip the switches and I get a shopping spree?
Hold down the button. Great. On the Slurpee machine. Might want to flood the floor. We need to get some people had to clean that up here. Happy 420th episodes on Snowplow Show. Randall Thor, away!
Aw, you did that too fast. Just for you, Randall Thor, I probably would have done the thing, turned on the echo, but it's too late now. Sorry.
Hey, Brad, it's Max Power. So there's a song out there. It's called Kids in America. It came out in the early 80s.
I know that
and
one.
And if you listen to the
It was in the Jimmy Neutron movie.
Very carefully. I think that would be a great opportunity for somebody... one of your listeners to remix that song and use it for one of your intro songs. I just think it is a perfect song for a perfect intro, and if somebody out there wants to do it, more power to them.
Okay.
It was called Kids in America from the 80s.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't know who it's by either, but you listeners out there that like to remix songs and stuff, if you know what the hell he's talking about, maybe you should do something with that song. Put together a bunch of new clips or something to Kids in America. That's a great idea. That was the very last voicemail, so that is the end of today's show. Hope you enjoyed all the 420-ing, since I wasn't able to. Not that I ever have before, I'm a Christian. Thank you, Xander Fett, for sponsoring the show today. And I've got Arbybot on the line on Skype right now. He's going to say thank you to a few of the sponsors back in May 2017. Go ahead, Arbybot, do your thing.
Okay, thank you, Pagan, Red T, Rev, David B, Nicholas W, James S4, Andrew Don, Farquini, Brown Magic, who we hear is very brown and very magical, El Diablo, King Richard, Randall, Thor, Rhapsody Man 2000, FOD 87, King Eckbert, Lucklight, Rob Zombie Stark, High School Graduate, Daddy News, Jamie F, Matt Z, Robert S, Jason B, Gobi, CNC Wizard, Teen Wolf, Jesus, Sean L, Miguel F, Demi Mondi, T, Worsty, Shortwave Listener, 2020, Ty Alville, Buster C, Richard K, Julian J, William K, Todd L, Luda X Factor, and Philip B. Is that good? Can I hang up now?
Sure, Arbybot, go ahead. Thanks for reading all those.
Fuck you, Brad.
Wow, okay. Don't forget to take a look at worldofprankcalls.com and look on the Patreon if you want to listen to Brad's Cactus Shack. That's at patreon.com/phonelosers. That one is completely free. The Brad's Cactus Shack posts are anyway, since everyone hates Patreon for some reason. You don't have to sign up. Settle down. You can just go there and listen for free. Here's a song by MC Rection. It's based on a true story, I think.
My house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted. My ghost fucking soul fucking hoes sucking piranhas. My house is fucking haunted. 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 I wake up blackout. What just happened? Wait up, fake out. Walls are cracking. Ghosty seems. Hear ghosty screams. Blood dripping from roasting beams. Freaking beacon draws me in. Blinding light. Then all ghost in my mind is getting fucked. I am getting stuck like a K-hole. Stay home eternity. This will be an insurance scheme. Emerging me. Imploring me. This house just wants to torture me. It's scorching me. I perspire. Flame on. Game on. I expire. I desire to turn to normal. Fire rises from a portal.
Though I know I should be wary, still I venture someplace scary. Ghostly haunting, I turn loose. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Ghosts come flying out the walls, chomping at the bit. My balls swell up, float out, jellyfish. Moan and fade out, deadliest. Sonya Blade now deadly kiss. They touch my lips with deadly grips. With breathy chips, you're salivating. Testy dicks cohabitating in my house. Yo, please get out. Ectoplasm, fuck your couch. Spraying slime, invade my home. Stay in time like metronome. Set your phone to silent, vibrate all alone with violent primates. Transparent monkeys, apparently junkies. Not very lucky. Battleship sunk me. OE victims, grody symptoms, flunkies. From only prisons, rich spoiled brats. Back from the past, I coil up fast like turtles on crack. A ghostly pimping, coldest winter. Ghostly lady out to pamper. Cash for sex, it could be simpler. And she's wet, throaty whimper. Ectoplasm hits the floor. Ghost orgasm, tits with sores. No attraction, nevermore. Quote the raven, quote the whore. She's enraged, her veins shine out. She wants to bang my brains right out like Gigi Allen. She's a scumfuck, seedy vag, and that's my dumb luck. She's not the cleanest, I want to upchuck. She has a penis and wants to butt fuck.
Get up on it, let's have fun. Taste the dick, my ghostly jism. Tranny phantom, I'ma smash it. Use this dick cause I'ma flash it. Bashing it across your face, yo ass. Don't get no butt face. Ectoplasm, sperm slut. Check it, I'm impregnate your butt. Feel my load, burning it inside. The ghost is sperm, will fertilize. Making babies, don't inflame me. Baby daddy, now you pay me. Fraction, now you're a father. Hope from gray that it's a daughter. Don't get bothered, spin well. Take the dick, fuck itself.
The only way he can be brought back by calling his name three times.
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
It's showtime.
Ghostly rape me, I'm a slebutant. Nerdcore, starfucker, it's an impregnahaunt. I was fertilized by poltergeist, eternalized like frozen ice. Spoken twice and then once more. Beetlejuice and Dumbledore. Ghosty wizards conjured forth. Paranormal, honored birth. Ghost tradition, I was chosen. Host magician, maybe ghost or no sir. I don't like it, I don't want kids. I am frightened, childcare, I have no license. Stop the ghost, it's consignment for the ghost. You won't find it, it's a ghost. It survives a coat hanger. My butt, damn, I love avoiding stuff. Ghost gestating in my guts. Crazy mating phantom sluts. Baby be a handsome mutt. Half man, half ghost, total nut. Birthing process starts to happen. Wire breaks, manly fashion. Water splashing out my mouth. Baby ghost and then pops out. Crazy homo, trippy weird. Plainly homo, timid queer. Lady ghost and sheds a tear. Our baby ghost, he has a fear. My house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted. My ghost fucking soul fucking host sucking piranhas. My house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted. I think I just smoked too much marijuana. My house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted. My ghost fucking soul fucking host sucking piranhas. My house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted. I think I just smoked too much marijuana. I think I just smoked too much marijuana. Too much marijuana. Too much marijuana. Too much marijuana.
Shows a night anymore, babe. I won't do.
You're telling me you came and lay down in our front yard and smoked marijuana?